This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new transit system has opened in western Colorado. CPR Stina Sieg reports that the service connects commuters in the small communities of Parachute and Battlement Mesa to other towns like Rifle.
It's called the Parachute Area Transit System, or PATS, and it's considered a vital link to Rifle, west of Glenwood Springs. Stuart MacArthur is the town administrator for Parachute. He says the route was designed to get people to major employment centers in Rifle, as well as shopping areas, schools, and medical services. PATS also connects to the Roaring Fork Transit Authority, which can take people to Aspen and other towns in the Roaring Fork Valley. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. CPR News.
The League of Women Voters in the Pikes Peak region is teaming with area organizations for a mural contest to commemorate women's suffrage. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
It's been 100 years since some women got the right to vote. Shelley Roars is with the League of Women Voters. She says the mural in Colorado Springs will commemorate the last 100 years of women's right to vote and look towards a more inclusive and politically empowered future. She says the jury selecting the mural is diverse and will be mindful that voting history has not been equal for all women.
We wanted to celebrate white women's right to vote, but also all women's right to vote, and that means going forward. So this mural is a celebration of all of that, the 100 past years and those of us going forward.
Submissions from female or female-identifying artists in the Pikes Peak region are open now through Election Day on November 3rd. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is lifting fishing restrictions at Wauhatoya Reservoir in Huerfano County. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Continuing drought has decreased water levels to 40% capacity in the reservoir. These low levels put the rainbow brown and cutthroat trout at risk of a die-off. The Parks and Wildlife Department issued what's known as a salvage to prevent a large loss of fish. That means there's no limit to the amount of fish anglers can bag and possess. Fly and lure restrictions are also suspended. The salvage goes into effect starting Monday. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
It is 35 and cloudy in Denver with a high of 73 today. Chance of snow on Thursday. This is CPR News.